And investigations are continuing into the angry and at times ugly demonstration that brought chaos to the streets in front of Leinster House and effectively trapped politicians and others in the building. Wednesday's demonstration attracted a range of protesters, some of them aligned to far-right causes and conspiracy theories. A number of those involved have also protested outside direct provision centres and have demanded the removal of certain books from public libraries. Politicians disagree on the best way forward, with some arguing for an exclusion zone around Leinster House and others saying this might play into the hands of the demonstrators. With us are the Green Party TD for Dublin Central, Nasa Harrigan, and Dr. Cian O'Crahour, who's Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at the Department of Law and Criminology at Maynooth University. You're both welcome to the programme. Let's start with you, Nasa Harrigan. Were you surprised at the level of vitriol on display on Wednesday, or given what's been happening elsewhere, including in your own constituency, had this been brewing for a while?
Unfortunately, I wasn't surprised. As you said, it's a major issue in my constituency. We have a number of direct provision and IPASS centres, and certainly the people who, for whom those centres are their home at the moment, are subject to this kind of abuse and threatening behaviour, you know, once or twice a week, if not more. They're very organised. They know exactly what they're doing. And to me, I think it's really important that we, you know, they're not protesters, they're agitators. So I think it was very telling that most people, when asked, couldn't actually articulate what it was they wanted. That's not protest. They're not highlighting an issue. What they're doing is agitating, and they're trying to escalate situations until they get a reaction.
At the heart of this, Cian O'Crahour, are a hard core of people, really. We're not talking about a huge number of people who turn up regularly all over the country, even when they're not wanted. So how can situations like this be policed?
Yeah, it's a very good question. In terms of managing, especially when they're dispersed throughout the country and they're targeting areas that are a bit more rural, it can be a tricky thing. Public order policing is quite challenging at the best of times, but particularly when they're strategically, when the far right have moved out of the major urban centres into smaller rural villages and towns across the country, that makes it more challenging to police because policing is less present. The main way to target this is better intelligence gathering. By policing, by An Garda Síochána Cána. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last couple of years is, and this is a common theme in policing across the globe, is downplaying the significance of the threat of the far right. It's been observed historically in the US and the UK and across Europe. Emerging threats from the far right are rarely recognised as a serious threat until often and even after there's been a serious violent incident. So I think the problem here, specifically with An Garda Síochána Cána, up until very recently, initially they were saying there isn't a problem with the far right in Ireland. And then recently they were saying, oh, if there was a problem, it's kind of petered out or died down. And again, I think what's at the root of this is a cultural issue within policing generally, which is a failure to acknowledge and recognise the serious threats posed by the far right.
Nasa Harrigan, we've seen similar demonstrations elsewhere, not just in the United States, but in many ways, people involved in these sort of protests or demonstrations, they're following an American template. What do you think is the best way to respond?
Well, I'd agree that, you know, really where this begins is with good intelligence gathering, because what we're dealing with is not a mass movement. I think that was very clear on Wednesday, is that actually the crowd of people there is quite small, but they're quite violent. So it's a small cohort of people that can be readily identified. They pop up at multiple protests on different issues, and they are consistently the agitators. They are consistently the people who want to escalate. And, you know, the An Garda Síochána Cána do have a very good history in this country of policing through consent and dealing with protests by trying to de-escalate and keep things calm. I think where that breaks down is where people are actively trying to agitate and escalate a situation. And I think the Gardaí do need a very clear approach from leadership around making a differentiation between, you know, valid protest, even where that gets, you know, loud and robust, and this kind of agitation, which is looking for violence.
We know, Cian Ócrathóir, that a lot of people involved in these demonstrations, I mean, they have similar views. They're suspicious of COVID. They believe vaccines are poisoning people. They oppose the granting of refugee status to asylum seekers. And I suppose basically behind all of this, they also believed that all politicians are working against the people and should be removed now. Are you concerned that these views are taking hold? Because that seems like a broader issue here. It's not just about policing one demonstration, is it?
Sure. I mean, I should preface this by saying I'm not an expert. I'm an extremism, but someone who you might want to talk to would be Aoife Gallagher from the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. But like looking at her work, she would say that these ideas, I mean, initially, I think Irish people and the political system and media, we've been very complacent about the rise of the far right in Ireland. And that's partly because in mainstream politics, it seems like some of the ideas haven't gained hold, although that might be debatable. but what we've seen in other jurisdictions is things can be, brewing, like, you know, that the far right can be organising and not really gaining mass support. And what you'll have is some kind of a signal event, maybe the election of Donald Trump or some other issue like that, and which can really capitalise on maybe nascent disaffection within the population and a lack of trust in the political system. Now, I don't think Ireland is in the situation the United mm-hmm. States is, where there has been a crisis of confidence in the political system
for many years.
Yeah, and despite what kind of polling suggests, I think broadly, and we saw this during COVID, the response of the general public was compliance, very high levels of compliance. So that which suggests that there is still some kind of trust. Some of the dynamics that are operating in Ireland we're not at the stage the US is at yet. But that's no reason to be complacent.
Listen, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it at that for now. But thank you both for joining us this morning. And hopefully this is a subject we'll return to before too long. Now, with the time at almost 8:30, we're going to take a quick break.